Pues creo que ya tenemos al otro lado, del hilo telefónico a Bill de Altunas. Buenas tardes, Bill. Buenas tardes.
Hola.
Bill y Carrie. Buenas
sí. tardes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Really good. And you?
Fine. Muy bien. Aquí en Madrid, deseando que llegue vuestra visita a la sala Barracudas. Tenemos en el estudio a Leo. Leo, saluda.
Hola, y primer saludo además para los dos. Hola, Carri, hola, Bill, hola, Altunas.
Sí, nosotros mucho feliz. Por presentar el concierto en Madrid, muchas gracias.
You are happy, ¿no? Estáis felices.
Sí. Español un poco.
We better speak in English, okay?
Talk about your career before Altunas, before arriving to Spain.
Okay. Previously, Carrie and I both played in power trios or punk rock bands. Carrie was in a band called Servo. I was in a band called China Drum. China Drum made three albums with Beggar's Banquet and MCA in America. And Carrie made an album with the Crackle Record Company. We met 15 years ago, touring Japan. We played some punk rock shows in Japan, and always had a massive interest in music. Always been into power pop. Always been into bands like Bad Religion, Green Day, and the Ramones. And we decided to put a covers band together here in Spain, since we came here to live. Using the same philosophies that we had back in the 90s when we were recording artists and making albums. And we're having a really good time doing it, good fun.
We still write our own original music, but we find it easier to get gigs if we do covers. So that's why we started doing covers of versions of our own songs and of others.
Nos han hablado de su carrera, ¿no? Relacionada con el punk. La información que tenemos es que han compartido escenario con estrellas como puedan ser Green Day, Steve Littlefinger, etcétera. Did you have met some rock stars as Green Day, Steve Littlefinger?
China Drum, the band I was in the 90s, we toured with Green Day, we toured with Blink 182, Sam I Am, bands like Unwritten Law, Pennywise, Step of the Fingers, UK Subs. We played with supportive bands like lots of American hardcore sort of punk bands, because we did a lot of touring in the States. And we did a 4.5 month tour with Blink 182 in a band called Sam I Am and another band called Unwritten Law. We're all still going, funny enough.
Bueno, quería, a ver, como la comunicación es un poco complicada porque hay bastante ruido, para que la gente por lo menos sepa un poco de qué están hablando, nos han contado pues los discos y las bandas en las que han estado tocando, con las que han editado discos a un nivel importante en el Reino Unido. A todas esas bandas, que los nombres sí las hemos percibido bien, ¿no? Con las que han tocado en gira. Y nos contaban últimamente, pues eso, cuál había sido su opción de venir a España, pues a hacer versiones. Básicamente es eso.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose Almería and the south coast of Spain?
It's a long,
because of the weather.
It's a long story. We're not that boring with it. Basically, we had a holiday home here, and we decided to come and live in it.
The weather was a big attraction as well, because England is so cold all the time. We wanted a bit of a change from that, so we thought southern Spain would be a good place to choose.
We also like the culture, laid-back lifestyle. It gives us a chance to pursue more music, whereas in the UK it's a bit more of a rat race where you don't have as much time to do the music, and there's certainly not as much culture there, you know, and etc.
There's a lot more space here as well in the UK. There's not much room to move. There's lots of traffic, lots of cars, and here it's a lot. There's a lot more space.
We live in deserts. It reminds us when we toured America in the 90s. We used to spend a lot of time at the South by Southwest Festival in Texas. We used to play gigs in New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, and South California, and it reminds us an awful lot of those areas. It's very atmospheric, very beautiful, and Almeria has a huge attraction to us. We think it's a very, very special place.
Pues eso, que se quedaron prendados cuando visitaron Almería y bueno, pues por el clima, por la cultura, por la tranquilidad, desde luego, claro, han elegido una zona que yo también quisiera irme para allá. Y allí están, eso, desarrollando este proyecto Carrie Bill de versiones altunas, que el próximo 13 de abril lo tendremos aquí en Madrid en la Sala Barracudas. Explicadnos en qué consiste vuestro espectáculo. Please explain our people how is your spectacle.
Sorry, could you say that again?
How is
your spectacle, your show? How is your show?
It's good fun.
Yeah, very, very good fun. Down here, there's a lot of retired people. Personas antiques.
English.
Yeah. And it's very, very funny because we play music that is not always appropriate. But it's surprising how many of the retired generation love it. So it's quite bizarre, but we're really looking forward to coming to a really cool place like Madrid and unleashing what's been called the punk rock machine gun. We came to Madrid years ago in the 90s to do press for the record company, and I'm really sorry I can't remember the name of the label, but we did a few gigs in Spain. We played in Bilbao, and we played in Valencia, and we played in Sevilla. And we did spend a couple of days in Madrid doing press and talking to magazines, and it was fantastic, you know, and to have the chance to go back there and play a similar style of music again is a great honor for us, and we thank you.
Bueno, seguimos un poco resumiendo, traduciendo. Lo que nos ha explicado ahora ha sido pues su experiencia previa en Madrid, cuando estuvieron pues contactando con compañías de discos y demás hace unos años. Y con anterioridad nos han contado un poquito cuál es su espectáculo ahora mismo en Almería, porque ellos suelen actuar para la colonia de turistas ingleses, que fue donde yo les descubrí, en Vera. Tocando para un montón de jubilados, pero tocando un repertorio de rock and roll para gente ya bastante mayor, ¿no? Entonces me llamó mucho la atención. Eso es lo que queremos ver el día 13. Y bueno, eso es básicamente lo que hacen, aparte de canciones nuevas que están elaborando y que no sé si quizás lleguen a tocar.
Muy bien, pues resumido en lo que consiste el espectáculo, Carrie Bill, muchas gracias por haber intervenido hoy en otra semana musical en Radio Enlace de Madrid y para todo el mundo. Thank you for the interview, Carrie and Bill.
Muchas gracias a ti.
Thank you.
Hasta luego.
And have a nice evening.
You too.
See you on Saturday 13th.
That's right. Yeah.
Saturday 13th.
Yeah.
Lots of energy. Lots of
punk rock.
Lots of power pop punk.
Muy bien. Fantástico.
Depends on you, whatever you decide to do, Jolene.